I told someone that you like MILFs, and they said Ben without even a question.
Ben is absolutely a MILF guy. You can take your mic and move it more so it's like to the side.
Do I need like what, like this, so, like, here. Or over here? Over there. So, uh-huh. So the acoustics and everything will pick up just fine.
Yeah, because as long as there's the vibration for your neck,
you're fine. Oh, there's a lot of vibrations in my neck. Don't worry. Don't read into that.
All right, Case playing Gardenscapes again. Who would have thought? Not me.
I thought she was playing like Candy Crush or something.
It's Candy Crush, but Candy Crush even dumber. It's even dumber. Like, no, it's not. It's just like...
You said that like you hate it, but you're like so entranced.
I do hate it because it's like...
Kate, we're doing a podcast. We're live.
Okay, well, hold on. I just got like a...
What do you mean?
You know, hold on.
We're not live yet. We haven't clapped and we said welcome back.
This is a perfect example of ADHD. She's hyper fixating on that.
Dude, she hyperfixated on so much shit.
Hyperfixated on level 10,000 of this game. It's a genuine addiction. I get hyperfixated on these things because there's like timer limits on it. And I genuinely get so hyperfixated where like I cannot.
You should
not
have
do
zero
it.
Reason getting prescribed what you want prescribed.
I literally told my psychiatrist, I was like, I think I have ADHD. He's like, oh, well, we'll try this because I don't know what it is. So here, take antidepressants. And I was like, what the fuck?
The
like,
best way to deal with ADHD is just to numb all the emotions in you. So here's an antidepressant.
Literally, I was like, I don't want to take antidepressants.
I told her, I was like, hey, you don't need an antidepressant. Like, the Addies, like, makes sense, but, like.
Yeah, like, actually pissed me off. Like, I remember, like, after that phone call, it was after Christmas, and I was like, Merry Christmas. I got prescribed antidepressants. But I was like, oh, maybe I'll try them. Like, you know what? Maybe it is. You know, he's a professional. Maybe it is anxiety. No, it's not.
He's just working his way around. That's all he's doing.
I don't honestly trust doctors for, like, half the shit they do. Even when it comes to, like, let's say you go to a TRT clinic and like they want to hop you on test right away instead of going through Clomid or like enclomiphene or like looking at other alternatives where it's like, oh, is your diet right? It's like, no, we don't need to hop you on fucking TRT because you don't need it yet. Like you're not optimizing everything else.
Wait, before we start any further, we have to do the...
We have to clap.
Okay. First of all, welcome back to Dysfunctional as Fuck. That's the podcast name. Second of all, we're going to clap on three.
One, two, three.
Mm. That's about it. That was good.
That gives me energy.
Oh, it gave you energy?
That gives me like...
Kind of gave me a little bump. A little short movement.
I didn't get a bump.
No bump?
You need a bump?
I don't know. She's been talking a lot about stimulants, so I don't know. Maybe she does.
what stimulants do you think someone who's obsessed with... who has ADHD would take?
Adderall, Concerta.
Concerta? What the fuck is Concerta?
Oh, maybe not Concerta.
Is it like...
Cocaine.
Oh, it's like...
Molly.
Anything that gives you a sense of euphoria and feeling of well-being. Yeah. Maybe megadose tyrosine. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that'll necessarily make you happy, but that will get your attention.
To cyber... What?
No, getting hit.
Oh.
With something.
Her brain was like...
You literally shut her off.
I hit the reset button.
She just malfunctioned. She's like...
Well, I was so shocked. I was like... Which is, it's like, takes a second. Maybe I do...
She's like... Processing. Did you say maybe you do have autism?
Yeah.
All it took was getting hit with a bottle.
Well, no, because I went like it took a second for my brain to like comprehend what just happened. I was like, did this man just hit me with a fucking bottle?
My brother just physically assaulted me with Aquafina.
Fucking.
She always says she's like, Cameron, too old to start hitting each other. I'm like, Kate, you will never be too old for me to hit you.
No, because you'll like shove me or something. I'm like, Cameron, we're too old for this.
My sister and I will just pester each other. No physical contact. We will just talk to each other till someone leaves.
No, we don't do that. We just...
It's a war of attrition in my family.
No, see, we're fine. Like, talking, we're pretty just like, we'll give each other shit, but that's about it.
He's like shaking his head like,
no. I agree. We talk great, but I just like have the urge to like punch you every once in a while.
That's just the older sibling.
Yeah, that's just like an older sibling. Because I'm the oldest. So, like, I just look at some of my siblings.
You're the oldest.
I'm the complicated middle with my half-sisters.
Real youngest.
But the real youngest with my two older brothers. My parents are divorced.
Different parents.
Okay,
have siblings.
I got that.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Yes. So middle and youngest.
Okay.
Mm.
That's an...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an advantage or a disadvantage.
It's an advantage because like...
It's advantage.
Because middle goes under the radar.
Because the actual middle child is very middle child. So.
Yeah.
What, she's neglected? Is that what you're saying?
No. Chase is the actual middle child.
No, Chase is like the real middle child.
Where like
he has
the middle child syndrome where they're just like... Oh my god. Like, what did you do that?
Does he have rabies?
No, he's a functioning human being. He's a functioning human being.
Dude, I didn't know my voice could get to that.
No, that was a sound
effect. And I shut off again. Like, holy shit, I was like a T-Rex.
You're stimming again, bro.
That was crazy.
That was hilarious. I don't even know where that came
from. Fucking amazing. I should be sound a voice effects, actor. Bro.
Do you make more sound effects or does he?
No.
Me. I am a wahoo.
This man was walking in my house and he's like, all my rival. And then just nothing. And then it'll just be like, he'd be like, ugh.
No, I'll sing a song and I'll like fixate on like three words of it.
Yeah. And it's just on loop.
It's just that. And it's that loop
head.
Plays.
Oh, that's basically me anytime I hear something Drake.
Yeah.
I only fixate on certain words. 21. The rest of the song, I just don't care. Do
he's like, 21. Bring on the pussy and millions. And that's it. Exactly. Pussy and millions. Oh.
Right. Well, okay, I want to get into the meat and bones of this because you don't have all the time in the world.
Potatoes, you idiot. Gosh, that stupid.
Hurt. As long as there's meat involved.
Yeah.
Read into that how you want.
But so you're currently on TRT right now. Mm-hmm. And let's just clarify because a lot of people don't understand that TRT is testosterone replacement therapy.
Yep.
And people, you know, someone's like, oh, you're on steroids. TRT, like, quote unquote, is steroids. I mean, that someone would correlate.
No matter how you put it, technically, it's a steroid. I mean,
it sounds like a steroid.
Yeah. I mean, it's whether or not it's an actual steroid like cycle or something depends on if you're abusing it or not. If you're using it as it's intended.
Yeah.
No, I would say it's just a replacement.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's always going to be that stigma behind it. Like you're injecting it. Therefore, mm-hmm. it's a steroid.
Use it and abuse
it. It's just, it is what it is.
Well, because when I was younger, like I had no, like I'm just now kind of getting into the, I mean, even as I get older, I'm not even that old yet, but like mm-hmm. I'm now going to be like 25 to 35. Like I'll be in that range soon. So I'm like, fuck. And it's like, all right, so TRT is a thing. And I never knew that it was like that TRT is different from steroids. I thought I thought like TRT was just like a weird thing that old people do something. And then like you have the meatheads who are like taking Tramadol and all the shit. And it's like, no, there's like a lot of gray area in between the two of like, mm-hmm. okay,
100%.
You know, what's your testosterone per deciliter? Is it, you know, because that natural range is 300 to 900.
It's and such a massive,
it's variance. Such a huge range. So it's like, okay, if I'm at 350, I might be in the range, but like, I feel like shit. And like, if I was at, you know, 900, if I was at 1200, I could like perform at such a higher rate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, that's just such an interesting world. But it's like, what's been your experience with it so far? And then how did you get to the point where you needed TRT at this age? And then you piece of shit.
It doesn't have creatine in it because it's still closed.
Fucking water. But yeah, how'd you get to the point where you needed TRT? What were your levels and like, how's that process been?
Well, mainly, so for a while, I would say probably 2019, 2020 is when I started to feel like really fatigued all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Energy just bounced all over the place. Like it was never steady. Sleep was just shit, for the lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
I would just pucker out way too easy. On top of that, emotions were very low, which I feel like that's probably a symptom too. Like
low as in sad or as in like you just don't feel anything?
I would say that maybe borderline melancholy.
Okay. So like there's no like luster for life.
Weren't registering mm-hmm. properly, I guess. So then, you know, I was got into a relationship and you know, things were heating up and I was just kind of like, okay, I feel like something's missing here. Like even when you're involved with the person,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like, I'm not feeling the things I should feel.
Yeah.
I guess is the,
and you weren't like, oh my gay.
I love the way you describe fucking someone.
No, he was being
very... The way that, like, when
you're doing the thing, and the thing is...
I mean, when you're doing the two-step with somebody, you know, you have some fun. But I was just like, all right, I should be feeling something else here. Like,
yeah.
I shouldn't just feel like, eh, whatever. Like, I just felt borderline. I just didn't mm-hmm. care about anything. So I decided to go to a clinic here in town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you...
Optimize you.
Okay, we'll just...
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Optimize you. And got my levels checked and my test was pretty low.
What was it?
If I remember right, it was like right at 200.
Shit.
Pretty low.
What's it supposed to be at?
Anywhere from 300 to 900.
Yeah, the low is 300. So I was like under the radar. And then estradiol,
mm-hmm.
from my understanding, a healthy estradiol, which is like estrogen and all that, supposed mm-hmm. to be, it starts at 40.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was a 7.
Shit.
So I was basically.
So what, did you have nothing?
Yeah, so basically my entire body's like,
yeah, like, wait, yo. I'm thinking if your test was low, I'd think your estrogen was high.
No, so here's the interesting thing about estrogen that a lot of people don't know.
I was bottomed out, period.
Well, tell her about all the roles that estrogen does play in the body.
It plays a role in everything. I mean, there's also the stigma about estrogen, like it's only a female hormone. Mm-hmm. No, it's a hormone that's responsible for a lot of different things. Yeah, and it's not even just women have testosterone too.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's just men are more dominant in it.
And women are more dominant.
And, but the estrogen plays a part in it. And I'm by no means an expert on this, but it plays a part in everything from mental function to sexual function and all that. So if you tank your estrogen, you can say bye-bye to your sex drive until you get that back up. That,
it's estrogen, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not testosterone?
You get a boner from estrogen, a mix of not both. Testosterone.
It's a mix of both, but without estrogen, it's pretty much non-existent. So, yeah, it's interesting.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, I mean, they both coincide with each other. They're both partners. So it's like you can't have one without the other, and if you do, then that's where the hormonal imbalances come from. It can be anything from skin problems, all that. I mean, going through puberty, all that. I don't know if either one of you suffered from any skin condition or like had one.
All our family had. Or like Maddie has terrible acne.
Yeah, all that's hormonal. Your body's going through those changes. So, yeah, when I found I had like zero estrogen, I was like,
makes sense.
Okay, that explains a lot. Because I clearly didn't give a shit about anything.
And
at
then
that
how
time.
Old are you?
Say what?
How old are you?
32.
Yeah, 32 with no estrogen.
Like 29, 30 ish.
Mm-hmm.
Is when I finally got checked, but that had been going on for a while. Like I'd apparently been bottomed out for probably several years, and just had no idea. I was just going on daily life, which would also explain why, back then, not quite as much anymore. Why I relied so much on caffeine for things like that, because
you did a lot of stems back in the day, dude.
Oh my god, we were stupid back then.
No, me and him, I would like drink a CFO, do pre workout, like. I'll take another scoop pre-workout and fucking.
We were easily hitting 900 to maybe a gram.
I hit a gram some days.
Holy shit, really?
Easily.
I think like when I have like an energy, like I'll have a. I guess like when I was bad, I would have like 2 cups of coffee a day, and then like pre. And I was like, that's like I need to chill.
But what kind of coffee and what was the brew?
Like espresso, like a double shot espresso. Okay, like a latte.
So you're probably at like 500.
Yeah, which is still, which is just barely over what's the
FDA's I think 300 is like
amount.
Yeah, 300 is where you're supposed to be at, right?
Well, no, the FDA said 400 is their recommendation before you start seeing. But you can go up to what we are at safely. It's just a matter of building up over time. Because there is safety data on gram or a little over a gram for people. But it's not like you can just one day wake up and go, I want to slam 1,000 milligrams of caffeine at once. No, that's a great way to send yourself into a panic attack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or have, like, freaking, I don't know, your heart issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you just shock your body like that, it's not going to end well.
Yeah.
I mean, either that or you just be bouncing off the wall for, like, 13 hours.
Sounds like a win.
What was that? Are you just assertively stealing the water from your sister?
He just likes to feel like...
I'm just thirsty. And you're a fucking guzzler. You fuck. The amount of times I have water bottles, and she's like, hey, can I drink that? And then zeroes it out. And then I'm like,
do you want me to be dehydrated?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
Absolutely. I want to be fucking hydrated. Fuck you.
He did not wait a second to say,
Kate?
Yes.
Okay, wait, I have a question. So when you were dealing with all like the low levels of everything like estrogen, testosterone, in those times were you like, holy shit, like mentally I'm so... Like, did you think it was, like, a mental health more problem rather than a biological?
I mean, I've always had, like, you know, I've always had slight, I wouldn't say issues, but, you know, I've been
We all have issues.
Risen with the tism, 100%,
100%. Yes, risen with the tism. Which,
is that technical?
I stole that from a clinical term? I stole that from a buddy, Sam. I completely credit him with that. But, no, so I always wondered because... You know, mid-20s to late-30s was kind of like, what the hell? Because you would get a lot of brain fog because those hormones also play a massive factor in your ability to function cognitively alongside
physically. It's just like your urge to, like, go get shit done.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, I can hyperfixate on something, but the problem is I'd bottom out. I'm going to keep saying bottom out because it's a perfect description. You just would run yourself into the ground a lot quicker. Like, I could be working on something for, like, 2-3 hours. After that, I'm, like, spent for several hours. Like, I cannot do anything else. And that's when energy drink, coffee, pre-workout.
Stimulants.
DMAA, DMHA, all the shit. Like, just full bore, full send. Do it. And, you know, I'm now that my levels are at where they need to be, I cannot tolerate stims like that anymore.
No.
I cannot. like if I go over 200 migs, like, or maybe right around 300, I start to get anxious as hell. I can't do it anymore.
Your stomach hurt? No.
No, no. But let's just say I'll like literally be sitting there and I'll just like, my mind will just start to fabricate all these things that like anxiety, basically. I'll just like, yeah, oh, like what happens if I don't do this?
Or like past, like
just fear. Everything. So yeah. Now I can hardly tolerate stimulants, which is mm-hmm. hilarious given my younger self.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the younger self would be like, you're a bitch. And now I'm like, you're an idiot and you have no test. So
that's so like, I wonder, because all the symptoms that like, I guess you are like prescribed, like saying, right, that like mm-hmm. this was happening, this, like if you were to go to a psychiatrist about that, let's say like you thought it was meant, like instead of them saying like,
they would 100% claim mental disorder,
they yeah. would have either
versus
said, like,
a hormonal thing.
Yeah, yeah, it sounded either like a lot of symptoms like either anxiety, ADHD, mm-hmm. which it, that can still be a thing, but I'm saying instead of also realizing it's this and this, like, I don't know. Like, I wonder if people got their hormones checked more, if that would, like, make a difference on how...
I mean, a lot of people have been advocating for this, and ever since I got mine checked, I'm like, you don't know, mm-hmm. because it's not... Like, sometimes you can feel certain symptoms, but it's one of those things you literally don't know until you get a needle, draw blood, mm-hmm. and get blood work done. Like, mm-hmm. that's the only way you'll know. You can't just, like, look yourself in the mirror and, like, you look like you have too much estrogen.
You can't know. And if you're just like having the symptoms, it's like, oh, well, like I feel, that's all you can go. It's off of like what you just, you're cognitive. It's not like anything about nothing. You just,
and
I feel
it's,
like this.
It's not a psychiatrist or like anyone that practices in that field. It's not their job to check mm-hmm. your hormones.
No.
They're, everyone is within their own practice.
Yeah.
So it's up to the due diligence of the individual to figure it out. Like, so I just went through all the avenues trying to figure out what was going on. And optimize you and all that. And mm-hmm. they've been great. They're very, they check in, all that stuff. I mean, I can't say enough good things about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of me now, even, I mean, I've been on TRT for what, almost 3 years? And it's kind of like, you know, that thought still circulates in my mm-hmm. head. It's like, did I jump on too quick? Like, is there a way to naturally bring it up? I'm sure there was, but.
I mean, did you use Clomid? Like, did you ever go through that? Okay, so now was that first or when was that?
No, it coincides.
Okay, so you use Clomid right now too with TRT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So well, no, I ceased the Clomid for now.
Okay.
Just because of
the
moodiness
kids.
It can give you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It makes you moody.
Like,
are you taking that?
Not. No.
And clomiphene is, from my understanding and everything I've seen and what.
That's the isomer without the second zooclomiphene.
It's a superior form. So Clomid, while it helps, I do not know the technical terms here. Mm-hmm. Also, it's been a long day. It helps keep the test levels going, mm-hmm. like naturally, like your body producing its own while you're on cycle. So if you're on test, because when you're injecting test, your body stops producing its own because it doesn't need to.
Yeah.
So the Clomid kind of keeps everything ramped up the way it should. So when you come off, you don't have to worry about all the deleterious effects and everything from that. But the fun side effect is it can make you really moody and really emotional. And there's nothing more funny than watching me cry watching a episode of Joe Rogan.
Yeah, buddy.
Or anything. I could literally...
So you're like a grown-up period. When our hormones are like this.
That's what you said.
It was originally created for females for, I think, either pregnancy regulation. Yes, I think it was supposed to stimulate ovulation for something for pregnancy.
It helps with fertility.
It helps with fertility.
Okay, so ovulating is when your emotions start to go up.
Which is part of the reason why it's prescribed alongside tests, because it keeps your fertility up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to have kids, all that
so
at that,
that
time.
So then that way you don't
you
have to.
Still, yeah.
Okay.
So, but I was not okay with the fact I was tearing up randomly and had no idea why.
You couldn't control your emotions.
No. I'd be sitting in my condo. I'd be watching anything. And if one scene came on that was slightly emotional, like, I don't know, CSI or any show where someone got kidnapped and they're reunited with the parents or something. Just emotional wreck.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, from an, outside perspective, this is hysterical. From my perspective, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
There's too much going on.
They give you sympathy for women. You're like, oh, I get it now.
I mean, I've had sympathy. I'm not a sociopath.
No, I know. No, that's...
Maybe you.
No, I'm saying like a better like insight. Because if you went through it, you feel it. It's like, I can't understand what it feels like for like a guy's anger. Like, I don't ever get that angry.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
If I took a shit ton of fucking steroids, I'd probably be able to relate and be like, yeah, I understand now. I'm fucking livid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go to that extent, though. I mean, I don't think that's worth you it. You're going to fucking 800.
Like Chase.
I don't even know what that is. That's different, different rage there. But.
Is he naturally angry?
He's angry as shit.
More than natural. It's a whole. It's just him.
It's just him.
Just love you, Chase. Kid. You have tisms. Love you. Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
We'll level presence right there.
That's what you do.
Womp womp.
But yes. So one of the interesting things I'm learning because, like, you know, in the sport of strongman and all these other sports, like, they're not tested, mm-hmm. and you're going against guys who are like doing it for 10 years and been using it for 10 years. Like, it's a huge disadvantage to someone who is not optimally performing or who doesn't have perfect genetics. So it's like, you look at some guys, you're like, well, you have perfect genetics, quote unquote. So, and that's also a weird conversation too of like, people compete and it's like, all right, how is it fair if your blood work comes back, you're natural, but like your test is better, your, you know, your sex binding hormones, or is it a sex goblin, whatever?
Sex binding globulin?
Yeah, basically hormones, like all of your levels are elevated to an extent past, like let's say another guy you're competing against who's at like 50% of that. So it's like, if he synthetically uses to get to your level, then how is that fair? That's always a weird thought I've had in all these sports where I'm like, okay, this
is that's always going to be an argument. And it's a, I believe it's a fair argument. It really is. Like, I think, I mean, the stigma of performance enhancing drugs and all that across the board. I mean, I understand where, because, you know, before I was put on TRT, I kind of had a similar viewpoint as those people. I'm like, how does this seem fair? Now that I'm on it, I'm like, yeah, I can see why they would think it's unfair, because I definitely feel different in a good way. Like, I just feel like I'm much more of what I'm supposed to be like as a member of the male species, I guess is the best way to put it. But that's why now you're seeing like certain athletic organizations, you know, you have the tested ones and then you have the untested ones. And then you have like, I don't know the official name of it, but they're coming up with the enhanced Olympics where it's like you can, where everyone's kind of on an even playing field. I would love to see that. And also,
that'd be interesting.
That would be entertaining as shit to watch. That would be cool.
Well, so, I mean, why do you think strongman does so good? Because we see guys do crazy ass shit. Like, no one watches strongman to be like, oh, let me watch a guy do something like mediocre for his body weight. No, they're like, we won't watch a guy do shit that like, so like no one can do this. Like, this is the top 001% and you can't do this unless you're psychotic.
Yeah.
Like, which is cool.
I mean, there's different strokes for different folks. It's like everything is, I think it's cool. I don't think it's, I hate to say fair because that's relative. I don't think it's fair for someone to be in a tested organization and then like be doping on the side. You know what I'm saying? That's what you had with the Olympics and the Russian doping program. Figures, state sponsored, all that. That was a big thing. Now, if you have everyone that's on the same playing field.
Yeah.
At that point, it now just comes across, it just, what comes into play is sheer willpower, their discipline.
And genetics.
Are they, but it also depends on, are they responsible with the drugs? All this, are they doing too much? Like, you'll, that will reflect in what they're doing in the sport. Because you can tell if someone's doing a little too much, they'll seem a little off. They'll look a little
off. They also look weird.
Well, it's the like it's the new thing right now with Sam Solek of like, so he blew up. He's giant right now, especially with all the kids.
Oh,
and
my
like,
gosh.
But for me, I'm like,
I don't think it looks good.
I'm like, dude, he's looking for the Mr. Olympia look is what he's going for.
No, but like, it doesn't even look.
But I don't ever know which one is the most recent video of him, because every other video I see a different like thing going on with his body.
Acne is so
bad, but now the more recent videos, it's like the acne's pretty much not there. So he's obviously doing. But now he's under like Fuad and all those guys.
Well, he's probably got. What probably happened is he juiced and then he got money and now he can do it responsibly.
Responsibly, not have to do it shit. Yeah.
I mean, regardless, I have to give it. Like he's got the genetics for it.
No, he's got great genetics.
A lot of people. There are a lot of people out there that are on things.
You can't tell. You're like,
no. He also
does work his ass off.
Yeah. They look like limp noodles. They don't, they look like this.
Yeah.
It's like, but they're on as much stuff as him, if not more. It's like how your body responds to it's completely genetic.
Yep.
Also, the dude has the discipline. He wants to do this.
Yeah.
Like he's all in with it. And I mean, that's cool. Like I have respect for his brother too. His brother's not as well known, but his brother does similar videos.
Yeah.
But he just looks like a normal dude.
He works out and the brother's normal.
Yeah. He just looks like a normal dude.
He does?
Yeah. But they talk exactly the same.
Which is funny.
Which is hilarious.
The way he talks, it's like so calming. It's also funny to see someone like just be like, yeah, dude, like you just got to push yourself. And then like literally looks like he's battling the biggest demons I've ever seen in my life. Like in the gym, he's like,
oh, yeah.
He's like killing his body.
He like cries like, mid-set. He's like, oh, that was good.
That's a good set, huh?
Yeah, I enjoy his content. Like, I don't watch his YouTube or anything, but I enjoy it. Just
I like when it comes in and it, yeah.
He's just chill. He's not like over the top with anything. He's just mellow. And that's another thing is that the whole concept of roid rage. Yes, I don't think it's across the board, but it also depends on your personality type to start with.
I think it's alcohol. Like, it just accentuates what you already are. Like, if you're a piece of shit, when you drink, you're probably going to be a piece of shit.
But it can. Certain compounds can make you more aggressive. Like, yeah, some people with, like, enclomiphene, for instance, some people report they become a lot more aggressive. It's like, but
that just comes
everyone
with natural...
responds differently to different things. It could be the aggressiveness could come from the fact your body's freaking out what you're doing to it because it's never experienced it before. So its first instinct is like, get angry.
Like at
your emotional outburst.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. Now, there are people out there, like, especially when it comes to anything involving, you know, we mentioned Trin. Yeah. Anyone I've ever met that's used Trin, they're not mellow. They're not calm.
Well, it's like a psychotic, right? Like, it actually fucks with your brain.
Yeah.
Can someone, like, explain to me what I know Trin's a steroid, and I know it's a hard steroid, but, like, what?
It's one of those compounds that most people report or most people say stay away from it because although it will make you dense, like, muscular, all that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely harden you up a little bit, but... It's one of those compounds that just comes with too many mental side effects. And it's like, that's like, I'm fine with just TRT because that's all I need. I don't want to jump into the other stuff. I like learning about it and all that, but I don't want to touch it just because I know people personally that it's almost like they develop schizophrenia coming off a trend. And I'm just like,
I wonder how it works with like your neural like pathways.
Sure. It just completely nukes everything.
Yeah. Like I wonder with like the gray matter and stuff, like how that would work because if you're, I don't know, like things that aren't naturally like TRTs isn't just test. Basically that's what it is. It's testosterone.
The testosterone citrate.
Just testosterone, but that your body naturally produces it. Trend, the things that it's putting in you, are those things that you naturally produce? Or is it like...
No, because Trend is, I believe it's used on cattle.
Yeah, well, a lot of these, the drugs for bodybuilding people use
are cattle
drugs. I could be completely
off, like
D-ball, right?
Off base, but yeah.
Like D-ball was like that, Trend's like that. I think those are the main two. Like bulking, quote unquote.
I can't remember what it was. There's one... I think they use myostatin inhibitors on certain cattle because with that they can grow larger and their body naturally wants to, so they can get more meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they do things like that. I mean, basically cows are like the biggest gearheads on the planet.
Oh no. Well, I mean, it makes, look at bodybuilders and then look at some of the, like the jacked up cows and like, that's the same shit.
You see a jacked kangaroo.
Kangaroos are jacked, dude.
I would be terrified to come.
I would love those genetics.
They're like vicious. That. They're not.
And they can box. It looks like they're fucking like Muhammad.
They hop on their tail and they'll fucking boink your face. Yeah.
That's Tigger, dude. They're on their feet.
No. The kangaroos go on their tail and they'll kick you.
No.
I have seen something similar to that. I don't know if it's an edited video though.
I'm gonna find this video. I'm gonna send it to you and I'm gonna scream.
He's gonna send it to me too, because
I'm gonna make a group chat with all three of us and I'm gonna show a fucking kangaroo.
But just because we're going off on a completely different tangent here. But kangaroos don't only do that, but fun fact is they'll drag their prey to the nearest body of water and drown them.
Holy, it's like orcas.
It's so metal.
Have you ever like actually looked into orcas?
Oh yeah, they're like mean. they'll kick fucking seals up.
No, they'll play with them, or they'll like, there was a video of it like chasing a dolphin, like a whole fucking pod of them, and it's just like throwing it the fuck around. They're not even eating it. Like they don't even want to. They're not hungry. They play with them.
Do you all remember that viral video of that guy walking up to the kangaroo and punching it because it had it? You don't remember that?
I think so.
That was prime.
I'm sure I've seen
COVID.
It. But
I thought
like,
the kangaroo punched...
No, the kangaroo had a dog in a headlock.
Oh, yes. I do remember.
And the guy walks
up
and just punches it.
Yes.
It's because kangaroo know the dog is usually part of a hunting party. They know the dogs are responsible for tracking them down and alerting.
But do kangaroos eat? Are they
they eat meat.
Oh, they
but
do?
Like humans?
I'm pretty sure they eat meat.
No,
but,
I mean, look at them. They have to.
But what they do is they'll take the dog. The entire reason this guy walked up to the kangaroo, well, first off, a freaking giant animals holding your dog in a headlock. I would like to say I'd approach it. It would have
been funny if he just got the kangaroo in a headlock. It's just like he's in a headlock and the dog's in the hill.
My suspicion was it was going to take the dog to a body of water and drown it.
Yeah, and try to pull it.
They do that?
Yeah. Kangaroos are not nice creatures.
Why is it always like the cutest creatures are like fucking koalas? Like those things are assholes and filled with chlamydia. And they're so cute though, but they're like chlamydia like little hordes.
I didn't know
koalas apparently fuck a lot.
They do know they're all, like a ton of them have chlamydia. Like they're like chlamydia ridden.
So they're just like, they're like hookers. Koalas are just like hookers of the forest.
They're furry hookers. Yeah.
Yeah. God. They are the original furry. They're the original furry. They're the OG furry.
Shit.
That's a great description. Right? I'm on board with that.
That's what I was thinking.
Damn. But no, yeah, kangaroos are first jacked and secondly vicious. And those videos are where someone walks out, like walks up to their kitchen window, there's a kangaroo with its claw on it. No. No, fuck that.
That's why I couldn't live in Australia.
No.
Australia.
There's so
much shit there.
When it's like a deer. When people, so like there's a couple of restaurants here that serve kangaroo meat. Kangaroo meat is freaking delicious. But a lot of people are like, ew, why would they do that? Like kangaroos are cute. No, a kangaroo's population in Australia is
like deer.
I think it's like 3x the human population. So they have to have hunting seasons for it. It's basically they're deer to Australians.
Yeah, deer to Australians. Yeah, because
only
they're on
a lot
the
more
they'll
deadly
there.
And a lot more prone to
drown. Yeah, deer just looking at like.
Yeah, a kangaroo will just kill you.
Rock your shit.
Yeah, I'm not fighting that thing. Hell no.
I would have to. If it's fighting me, I got to have something back.
That's the only reason I would ever use Trent to take on a kangaroo.
Actually, I wouldn't adjust Trent. I don't know when I'm going to be fighting a kangaroo.
Well, I hope that's not a thing I ever have to experience.
Like kangaroo cage fighting.
Honestly, if I ever get too if I get strong enough, I'll fight a kangaroo.
You'll die.
You know, a kangaroo will rip both your arms off your body,
like,
right?
Like Cameron, do you?
But if I'm like the world's strongest man level,
you'll be the world's strongest man.
400 pounds.
No, Cameron, but think about it. Like, you to go get your food, go to
not right now. Let me like go through some training, some kangaroo training, man.
Right. Kangaroo training?
Kangaroo training.
Well, when you fight that kangaroo, let me know so I can grieve your death before.
Great, we'll do.
Are you trying to take on the Kang Dynasty? Is that where we're going?
I might be
Marvel
a little
reference.
Feel a little violent today.
Like the Australian version of Duck Dynasty.
Whatever happened to those guys?
I think they all died.
I was drinking sweet tea, blowing into
that
duck collars.
That was a great accent when you said that.
Drink
oh,
sweet
my country
tea.
One?
When you went straight
drink
to sweet,
and sweet
tea, it just
yeah,
it goes in.
It does.
So not roots. Saying that. People should do roids. There's a lot of interesting stuff here. Yeah. Well, you'll
polarizing subject. We got
to
a
piss.
Not sick. So I'm not saying that people should do PEDs, and PEDs can be literally anything from like HGH, insulin spiking, like that could all be
anything that enhances your performance, whether mentally or physically, is considered a PED.
Yeah. So anything in that sense. But like, I feel like the route that people could take that would be better is taking substances that don't permanently alter your chemistry, unlike you know, maybe like certain SARMs, which you know, when they do bind to your androgen receptors, they bind to the point where you stop testosterone production because it fucks you up that much.
Because it's exogenous.
Yeah, and it's not because and it's also not because, like, you know, for other people it's like, oh, your side effects. It's not because your testosterone is spiking. It's because it's just a hormone imbalance. Like, it's not because your estrogen's spiking or your estrogen's really low. That's why you got gyno.
The thing is, a lot of SARMs, they were under clinical trials and all that. And I've heard so many mixed things. Like MK677 has clinical trials. I don't know where they're at with that. Osterine did. I'm pretty sure they abandoned it. So it's like, and these were being developed by pharmaceutical companies. So if a pharmaceutical company decides we're not going to release this medication, there's usually a reason something could have happened, or maybe it's far too expensive for them compared to the alternatives. Like, there could be any number of reasons, but if the side effects are too great, like if you take Osterine and you shut off your freaking access and your body's no longer producing test or anything, I would say that's pretty safe bet they're not going to release it to the market. So, and then I don't even know how they got released to the market. Like, I've heard so many different stories, but these are developed by pharmaceutical companies. How'd they get leaked to the supplement market? Like, who got them and like, hey, let's sell this on the side.
Well, and what makes sense in that situation is that, like, so you have all these different labs too. So, say you have a pharmaceutical lab that makes, like, you know, sermorelin and like all these peptides, and then also makes prescription like Zofran and shit. Like they'll make everything in the lab.
Yeah, bathtub brands.
Oh, not bathtub. I mean, whatever. So you have that, and then like, I guarantee those guys, no owners of supplement companies, and so supplement companies can still go to those labs and get certain things made. Yeah. Like you can still get a good lab for your supplements, and that's why you know quality of where it's made is a big part of it.
100%.
Gardenscapes.
I don't understand this conversation at all. I don't know about steroids. I'm listening. I'm taking in the information. Women multitask.
But that's why I'm saying, like, I wish things are more accessible and talked about. Like, I wish people talk about, okay, what are you actually taking? Especially the guys who are performing really well. Mm. Be honest. And then people who have fucked up, just be honest, too, of like, oh, I took Ostrine and it fucked my test, and now I'm on TRT forever.
I have
forever.
More respect for people that, even if they lie at first, come out and admit it.
Yeah.
After the fact, I have more respect for that because they got out of their own way and just said it outright versus just continuing the lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Liver King, for instance, everyone knew that guy was used to the gills, and he went on podcast nationwide and continued to lie, and everyone knew he was lying. And when it came out, it's like, yo, dude, you're a liar. And then he came off saying, oh, I'm going to go clean. And then afterwards, he came back and was like, listen, I don't like the way I feel when I'm off these, so I'm going back on.
Yeah.
Like,
can I womanize this for a second?
Yes.
It's like people that get like work done to their face and say they don't.
Bro.
Sorry, that's all I'm thinking.
I don't think there's anything wrong with cosmetic or anything like that. Just be transparent and don't lie, especially if you're in an influential position.
Yeah.
Like, the Liver King was selling his supplements, all this stuff on the side, claiming the reason he looked the way he did was because of this.
Liver.
But I will say this, he did have a good good views on things like his ancestral tenants, all that stuff. Those are good things. Those are like natural things you can do, like be out in sunlight, all that.
Yeah.
That's healthy things. So he did, there was a lot more bad with the good, but he did put out some good information.
Yeah.
Now, I think he's still full of shit. Regardless, I mean, literally and figuratively, the guy looks like he at all times he's going to explode.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a volcanic eruption about to happen. But, I mean, the guy has massive insecurities. That's why he did all this and all that. I mean, the emails were leaked where he was talking about, you know, I want to get on all this so I can look a certain way so I can promote my brand.
Yep.
Like, and then he, because he was business partner with Paul Saladino. I hate that guy. I think that guy's a,
what'd
a
he
fucking
do?
Croc. I think he's.
Who's Paul? I don't know who that is.
He's that fucking carnivore MD guy. He's always talking about carnivore only diet. He's like, oh, this cereal is going to kill you. Oh, this. He's just full of shit.
Okay.
I don't like him at all. He looks like a lizard. He's just, I don't like him.
Honestly, one guy that I love listening to.
And he tried to say, when it came out Liver King, he tried to say, oh, I thought my business partner was natural. I'm like, you're full of shit.
Bro,
dude.
Fucking.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't
like people like that, especially if they're at one point had like medical recognition or they're in that field and then they come out and say that. You've been ostracized from the medical community for a reason.
Dude, that's kind of like Gary Brecka. Like a lot of the shit Gary Brecka says.
I like some of what he says, and then he goes on.
Then he goes on some, like Lane Norton has been tearing him apart recently.
It's because he says a lot of shit without any evidence to back it up. Like he tried to say, I think he was in a seminar, he tried to say your body only has 30 minutes of glucose or glycogen to utilize,
and then it goes to the muscle.
You go hypo. Yep. It's like, where did you pull that number from?
Yeah, because I would have, the amount of people who would just lose muscle instantly.
Your
would.
Liver stores glycogen too, asshole.
Oh, my favorite one is the 10,000 calories in cold water.
What?
The which one?
The 10,000 calories in cold water with Michael Phelps when he trained for a.
No, that was just Michael Phelps' caloric output. Like, it had nothing to do. It maybe
the cold water.
Maybe the cold water had a small part to play. It was not 10,000 calories.
No. Well, and also the thing with, so cold water therapy, and I have to like, so I've worked at a lot of cryotherapy clinics
stuff. I like cold
I think
showers,
cold exposure is great, but a lot of people get fucked up on the actual usages of it. Like, so here's what it'll do. Cold therapy will increase your caloric burn for an exercise afterward because your body has to.
But it's not going to make you skinny.
It's not going to make you skinny. No. And also, it makes you hungrier. It actually kickstarts your metabolism.
Exactly.
It makes you fucking hungry. So
I take a cold shower first thing in the morning.
So I'm hungry. Like, and a lot of people don't realize like these are tools you need to use, but they're not does-alls.
And the mood boost. More or less, the cold shower is for the mental aspect because it boosts your dopamine, like pretty significantly. So you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing a lot of people do is they'll do cold water immersion or something after a workout. Mm-hmm. If your goal is hypertrophy, no. You don't do it. It blunts the inflammation.
Yep.
You just don't do it. But I understand why people do it. And now, granted, if you don't care about getting bigger and it's runner. Literally just a health thing, do it whenever you want. It's not my place to tell you that. I'm a nobody in that.
Yeah.
But just like if your goal is hypertrophy, don't do it after a workout. Like, just don't. Gary Brecka says some things about it that make sense, and then he goes on, like, I'm going to reference Joe Rogan. He goes on his podcast and says your body produces ephedrine. Ephedrine's not something your body produces.
Yeah.
Ephedrine's a drug that's sold behind the counter. It's a bronchodilator.
Yeah.
If you've ever heard of an ECA stack for any bodybuilders out there, that's what that is. I think what he meant to say is epinephrine and norepinephrine, he pretty much doubled down on that. I'm like, this guy's a jackass. Like,
well, people
like
hear stuff and they start going about it. Like, so I read Breathe by James Nestin, and I like that book a lot. There's a lot of empirical evidence in there, and I'm like, oh, nasal breathing, that makes sense. They did the skull studies, and also I ran a 5K strictly nasal breathing, and everyone does all this mouth breathing all the time, and like, it's a big fucking difference. Yeah. So it's a lot of these things that people say, and I'll do it to like try to investigate, and I'm like, oh, this is bullshit, or I'm like, oh no, this is like.
Be careful because it can be placebo.
So I will caveat with this. Like, the guy's successful for a reason. He has helped many people, like in reference to Gary Brecka. Many people get back to good health, all that. Like Dana White, the UFC.
Yep.
He has done a lot of good too. So you have to take the good with the bad. I do think he's full of shit, but he is doing good things.
Now, yeah.
This is my own personal, maybe it's just my ego talking. I just don't align with a lot of what he says. Like when he goes in seminars and says shit about you only have 30 minutes of glycogen, and then Lane Norton tears into him. It's like, I don't know if he's practicing out of his scope or what he's doing, because he's, I believe, just a biologist.
Yeah.
Like, he's obviously way more educated in certain aspects than I am. I cannot go against him in a professional setting in that regard. I just know the things I know, and then he goes and says it makes... He says things that make zero sense. I'm just like,
but the way he presents it, he has a good presentation.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like everything he says is a definitive. Mm-hmm. There's no, but what if? It's like, my word is my word, and that's all you need to listen to. I don't like people that talk like that, because those people are usually the biggest red flags. If you don't, like anyone that comes out, like in science, for instance, science is always changing. It's never just one thing that's, the word is God. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. It's always changing. So when people say, oh, that's not right, that's not true, years after another study came out, it's like, that's the point of science. It's not a religion.
Yeah.
It's supposed to develop. Like
in the day, we were giving lobotomies.
I know.
Now we're not.
And people thought that shit was shit.
I'm pretty sure they used to prescribe cigarettes. I don't know if it was cocaine to get off heroin or the other way around.
There's actual cocaine and coke.
There was cocaine and coke. They used to, at the dentist, they would rub coke on your gums.
Yeah.
They used to give you lobotomies. They used to prescribe.
One of the weight loss remedies they had back in the day was tapeworm. They'd give you tapeworm.
Wild.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want you to imagine that. It's like, oh, like nowadays people talk about Ozempic. I was like, oh, I went old school. I got a tapeworm. It's like,
okay, but in like 50 years, people would be like, oh, like, yeah, no, I took Ozempic. They're going to be like,
well, weird. There's going to be a massive class action lawsuit. It's going to be so big.
Bad.
It's gonna be massive.
It's so bad.
That's why I'm like, there's a lot of things that we do now, and people demonize the bodybuilding community. But like, here's one thing that the bodybuilding community has done: they've progressed science huge because they've been the lab rats. They are the human.
They don't care. They're like, I want to get
jacked. Bodybuilding is literally bro science, and the thing with bro science is a lot of like professionals, especially in the scientific community and all that, a lot of them will discount it because it's bro science. But it's like bro science has a lot of anecdotal evidence. Maybe it's not well studied, but it's anecdotal.
But they have 30 years of doing it.
Exactly.
And that's more than a fucking doctor who's like, well, the chemical compound doesn't make sense. And he's like, so well, for 30 years I've done this.
While the biggest guy in the gym can't tell you why a compound works this way, he can tell you it just does work that way.
How it worked for him and what he did.
It's up to the scientific community to determine why and what mechanisms of actions are going on.
Oh. Yeah. And then they can put
trial studies.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
And the trials.
But the trial studies are by scientists, so it's more like trusted.
Well, the issue with trials is that trials are always funded, so there's always a reason for doing it.
Yeah, there's always bias.
There's always bias in the trial. And it's like, okay, you do it. So it's like, you kind of got to take some shit into your own hands trial wise. And I think they should legalize more stuff. They should make it more accessible, and they should make things a lot easier for people to digest. Because not a lot of people want to have, like, fucking STEM like we do and do 20 hours of research and, like, let's figure out Clomid and the chemical compounds of, like, why they're different.
I don't like how you have to go through, like, okay, like, if I'm researching something and it's like, I read an article, it's like, I don't know if I can trust that or not.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
and that's why you gotta go 20 different articles.
Trusted, yeah, there's a trusted site, but one article says one thing and they say, like, proven study, and the next one's the same shit. And then you just have to, like, decipher or, like, guess which one's
so right. I'm in the same mindset as you. It's like, there's
shit.
The biggest benefit or the greatest asset we have is the amount of knowledge we have on the internet, but also the biggest con to that is also the amount of knowledge we have on the internet.
Because anyone can publish anything.
Exactly. So there's no, you can go to like WebMD or PubMed, whatever. The fact of the matter is it's so easy to overanalyze something now because there's so much conflicting information coming from hundreds, if not thousands of different articles.
Yeah.
And it's like, which one is correct?
Or and, social media.
Yeah. And that's a big thing too, because social media has such a big influence, and it's kind of like you have to pay attention. Like, you can be a fan of somebody, but pay really close attention to how they say something and the words they use, because you can usually tell if someone's full of shit just from certain words they use. Like,
yeah.
Like, we're talking about Gary Becker or someone. If they're so hardline and they're like, they have such a hardline stance on something and they're not willing to budge on it, that's usually a red flag.
Yeah.
That means there's
like someone who isn't open-minded.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not open-minded, that's a big red flag, especially when it comes to anything scientific. It's, you have to be, because that's the point of science, to be open-minded.
Yeah.
You don't get discoveries unless you're open-minded.
I mean, even the science, and here's another thing in like the training community for like, let's go into powerlifters and like strength the sports, training? The training community. Like
the tranny community, I was like,
no, switched. Let's not touch on that subject.
No, no, but
let's
like,
avoid that one.
So powerlifters are really, I mean, they get so on ass about their programs and like the RPs and all this shit. And like, and for me, going into strongman, like, there's still programming and there's still structure, but like, the human body kind of does a lot more fucking shit than you think. Like,
human body is very resilient.
It's resilient, and it learns, and you can train more, and then it's kind of like you can do a lot more than you think, but at the same time, you don't need to do as much as you think. Like, you don't got to do 20 sets.
Yeah, but that's
like,
confusing, though, for some. Like, that's what I think can be confusing, because it's like, you can always push yourself harder, but then you'll see something where it's like, well, you don't really need to do that much. Like,
well, and that's learning your body.
Yeah.
So what works best for you.
That's why there's programs out there and everything that work for people, and it's great, but it's like, you have to listen to your own body.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what I was watching, but someone said, it's, you're not a body with a brain, you're a brain with a meat suit surrounding it.
Yeah.
So it's like, think of your body as like an exoskeleton, whatever you want to do. It's like, you're training it to adapt to certain things throughout life. It's kind of like, no two people are the same ever. I mean, you guys have heard this plenty before. I've heard this plenty before. God, I've heard this thousands of times. Yes, what works for one person might not work for the other. So let's say someone on a carnivore diet works for them. The next person that does it, they feel like shit. Veganism works for one person. I have my feelings against that or about that subject, but that's
no, you're a different like, topic. Whatever, vegans.
But listen, that's great. If it works for them, that's great. If it's for a moral reason, massive respect for them. I'm still going to eat the cows.
Yeah, fuck the cows.
I love meat. I'm sorry. Don't say anything. But she was looking at me. But it's like, everyone responds differently to anything, really. Like, I have buddies that can eat a freaking massive bowl of queso, like just straight queso, no issues. I do that. I'm not leaving my condo.
I'm probably pre-diabetic.
That's like you.
Yeah.
He can eat he genuinely feels good when he eats like a hamburger. Like, he eats cheeseburgers all the fucking time, which are classified as like an unhealthy food, I guess. But if I eat a cheeseburger, I feel like dick shit.
Well,
like,
and I only eat cheeseburgers from certain places too.
Oh yeah, but I'm saying, but even that, like, if I eat it from the same place, I feel like shit.
It depends on the quality of the meat, all that, and you know, obviously the bun has a play to it.
Like,
if you have certain allergies, or you don't know if you have, if you eat something and you just immediately feel like crap,
don't eat it again.
That's your body saying, hey, something here is not agreeing with me, so don't do it again. It's like a warning signal.
Yeah, and then we all do it again anyway.
Exactly.
it's like Chick-fil-A. Like, Chick-fil-A I love, but I eat it and I feel like trash.
That's me with pizza.
Yeah.
Blaze
pizza doesn't fuck me up as bad.
No, Blaze pizza is fine.
Derby City pizza does not fuck me up, which is good. Pizzaville off Westport, right there next to Banditos. Fire does not fuck me up. But if I eat like a Papa John's,
oh, fucks me up.
Total ass.
I feel like
total
Papa ass. John's might fuck up everybody. I don't know if I've ever met anyone who eats Papa John's. I don't know. If like, I feel good.
I don't know if it's the ingredients they put in it or what.
It has to. It's just.
Well, I mean, it's all the things we put in our food. Like, if you go overseas, like, I have buddies that went to Italy, had all the pasta, all that, and they don't feel bad at all. They're up and about. Mm-hmm. They feel great.
When I skated, I was a figure skater, right? So mm-hmm. I had to be, like, super skinny.
Yeah.
Okay, here I ate a fucking, like, a slice of bread with almond butter and then maybe, like, spaghetti squash.
Yeah.
Okay, and I would literally, takes me, like, forever to lose weight. I would do that. I went to Europe for competition, and I was eating, like, a fuck ton of food, and I lost weight
yeah.
while I was there.
It's because fresh ingredients, clean ingredients, all that. It's like,
yeah, it's
I'm not saying all these things we use are bad, but it's the amount we use them because it's in everything. So if it's like one dish for a day, probably not a big deal, but across the board between drinks, food, snacks, anything like that,
mm-hmm.
we're just 24/7 ingesting all these things back to back to back. Like, there is no long-term, that I know of anyway, no long-term study showing what the human body is going through when you're ingesting
yep.
all these hundreds of chemicals every day for years on end.
Yeah. Well, people always tell me, it's like, I can't eat out and be healthy. And I'm like, no, you absolutely can. Because yep. so places that I go to every day, Shiraz and Core Life, they're great. I know.
Core Life is so good.
I know where they get their shit. I see them make it right there.
Yeah.
And I see the oils they put on it. And Shiraz is great because I'm like, oh, they get the salmon in fresh. I see where they freeze it. Like, I know the owners.
Well, if you get rice and chicken, it's
yeah. Well, and that's what honestly, that's up. What I get for most of my meals. Like, you have, let's say, if I eat 5 times a day or 4 times a day, my first three is like the morning is just eggs that I cook with avocado oil, mm-hmm. and then it's rice and chicken, then it's salmon and chicken, or salmon and rice, and then at the end of the day, I eat like a burger mm-hmm. or some shit.
Yeah,
I feel fine.
But it's honestly even hard to. I think what's hard is. Unless you genuinely eat just like plain chicken breast and rice you cook from the bag, you don't, the shit that they put in our food regardless, like
yeah.
what they're putting into it. Like, you're telling me that fucking our cows are bodybuilders apparently and we're eating it.
Yeah,
the cows are definitely fucked up.
I think, I mean, so processed foods, so people demonize everything. They label mm-hmm. stuff as good and bad. I think we need, I mean, not that my opinion really like is going to influence anything, because I'm just a person here. Okay. Yeah. I'm just a small fry and just a big basket of fucking fries. All right. I'm thinking about fries five guys right now.
Yeah.
We're talking about burgers.
That makes me feel like shit.
Oh, it's so bad.
That's
one thing I'll feel like shit over. If I'm going to feel like shit, it's going to be at the end of the day though.
You can just go to bed.
Yeah. Yep. But it's like people freak out about everything. There's all this, what's the word?
Stigma?
No.
Paranoia?
False information.
For sure. I just
hysteria?
I've been blanking this entire time. Yeah, kind of. Where everyone's like demonizing everything and they're like blowing it up in this ultra dramatic video. Like,
yeah.
Oh, this is killing you. You're going to die. Or
like artificial sweeteners.
Yeah, it's like everyone's body is going to process something differently. It's like if you're on... I'm not saying this for bodybuilders because, you know, they have to stick to a discipline. If you can make it work with being more flexible, that's fine. That's great. But most people find better success when they just stick to the certain things. Like, that's why you see a lot of bodybuilders eating the same thing day in.
Like a dog.
Mm-hmm. Day out. Yes, because they know how it's going to process in the mm-hmm. body. They know the digestibility. They know they're not going to get bloated. So when they go to do cardio at night, they're not going to feel like they're going to throw up.
Yep.
Because that's the last thing you want to do.
Yep.
Squatting, you don't want to feel like you're about to shit your pants because you had ice cream. It's like, come on. But it's so processed foods have a time and a place. Yes, they've overtaken the market because they're cheap, they're easy to produce, they're mm-hmm. mass available. Now, if you have a famished country and you need to feed massive groups of people, you're not going to send them pound after pound of whole food.
Yeah, they ain't getting an Atlantic sandwich.
That's a lot of resources to give.
Mm-hmm.
So processed foods play a part in that because it's easy to distribute and now these people can eat. It's just we've become so accustomed to eating these in such mass amounts. And I'm not saying I eat Whole Foods all the time by any means.
Yeah.
I love myself some fucking chips.
No, yeah.
Okay. I can't eat Pop-Tarts anymore for whatever reason, which is sad.
Mm.
But it's like I love processed foods too. I just try to limit the intake day yeah. after day. It's same. Like, yep. I just, my entire diet's not processed. Like, I mean, you could, protein powder, sure, those are processed. Those have a time and a place, but it's like
just trying to be mindful over what you're putting into your body. Is a great way.
I think we're freaking people out so much that they no longer know what to do, and now their brain, they're just scatterbrained. They don't know how to think. They look at something and be like, "Oh, this is going to kill me. I'm going to have eggs. Yep. Oh, eggs are going to kill me. I'm going to
fucking cholesterol."
Okay, that's where it's like, "Oh my gosh, eggs, the chicken, it, okay,
they're good.
The
Shut
day,
the fuck up.
Whatever.
Eggs are incredibly healthy. They have vital eggs. Nutrients,
literally.
Choline,
and it's good cholesterol
anyways.
Like, shut the fuck
it's
up, guys.
Cholesterol is good. It's protein, like,
yes.
There's eight, what, isn't it?
It's like anywhere eight, from 5 to 8 grams per
five
egg.
5 to 8 grams per egg.
Yeah.
Egg whites are
high in B12, which is fucking great.
Yeah. Now, granted, we have, you know, you have the white shelled ones, which they're still healthy, but if you can get the brown or the more
organic.
Yeah, those
would be the free range, pasture raised, the ones where they're like out actually running, eating grass, not like in
they generally have more nutrients, but there's nothing wrong with the white egg. There's zero wrong with it.
It just has less nutrients because the yolk is yellow, not orange.
Yeah. Now, when people start demonizing all these foods, it creates, that's where you're creating eating disorders for people. It's like, now they're like, oh, I can't, now it's like, what's the,
orthorexia?
Yes, orthorexia. Oh, it's like, now you have that.
You got that.
Where it's like, I can't venture out. I can't have
mac
and
cheese.
You can't have
anything bad, and now
it's,
you're so obsessed with.
Oh, to this day, I still, that still plays in the back of my mind, because I was so regimented and so disciplined with my diet for the longest time. Like, I was, I was prepping like a bodybuilder without any competition. I was just, so I developed that in my head. And I was like, I'd see my friends eating something, and I'd be like, they'd offer me some, and I wouldn't visually show it, but inside I was like freaking out. I'm like, I've got to say no.
Like, I literally cannot eat this.
Yeah, just can't do it.
Because you think it's going to, like, you think like, oh my gosh, my progress is going to be gone, or this is so bad for me.
Yeah,
or
it's like the next day you're going to feel like you weigh 30 pounds more. You're going to look awful. Out. It's like your mind plays tricks on you.
No, exactly.
The mind is the most devious thing you have,
especially when you're being pumped. Oh, I don't know, everything, like you said, like the overconsumption, I think, of information. And it's not, I think, of information.
We're,
it's
not meant to be exposed to that much at all times.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's the false information, I think, that's being put out, or someone that just because like they believe it, it's like, okay, but this isn't a belief system.
Exactly.
This is like, it's not, oh, I think this way, you need to think this way.
And I respect everyone's beliefs. I mean, just don't force it down my throat.
Yeah, don't tell me this is bad for you, it's going to kill you.
Like, I mean, you can say that as long as you're smart enough to know this person, it's their opinion. It should not be the law to live by.
Like, you cannot eat this. Like, this is so, like, or like, just, I think, shit on someone. That's a better way. I think, like, don't shit on them.
Yeah, don't demonize them. Don't shame them. That's the biggest thing, and that's the one thing that irritates me the most, is shaming people for their personal choices. It's like, listen, if this person wants to eat pizza all day, if they're morbidly obese, yes, I care, and I would like to help them or give them better advice. But also, at the end of the day, if they don't want to do it, that's ultimately what's going to happen. It's like, you can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped.
Yeah, shitting on, like, okay. For instance,
and also, if
like,
it makes, sorry, if okay. it makes them happy, I'm not going to stand in the way of their happiness. I would love to see them healthier, but, like, that has to be their choice. It is not my place to force anything on you.
Yeah, if you sit there and you say, well, you're fat, you do this, they know.
Yeah.
They know. Like, they're not like, oh, I'm skinny. Like, someone's, like, actually, like, morbidly obese.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, like, people that just think it or whatnot.
Now, granted, there are extremes. Like, you know, you have those people that, I don't know what.
My 600-pound life.
Yeah, where they have to literally lift them out of bed using a crane, stuff like that. At that point, I think it's acceptable, maybe not to shame them, but, like, listen, we have to do something
about
this.
Because your health is, I think.
You're killing yourself.
But I think that's even true about people, like, if you are obese, right? Like, let's say you are obese or, like, pretty severely bigger. I'm not saying, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to shame you and be all this, because, like, again, it's your life.
Yeah,
you can do what you want. And, like, I have nothing I say is going to change it, nothing, anything. I live my life, whatever. You can, I think it's good to encourage in a very respectful way, because also those people are probably very sensitive. I mean, I'm even sensitive about my weight, and I'm not big, but of course I'm going to be.
I may be a guy, but there are certain things I'm sensitive about.
Yeah. Like, there's everyone has their little nitpicks.
Yeah. We have our own little quirks, like things that bug us, things that don't bug us. Like, I mean, I'll get bugged out by the most random shit compared to some of my friends, and they'll be like, what's wrong? I'm like, you literally would not understand. Like,
yeah,
that's just how my mind is programmed.
Well, and the thing is, I think what separates, because honestly, let's be real. Like, if I was around a 600-pound person, I'd be uncomfortable. Like, I wouldn't want to be around them because they're gigantic and they're not doing anything for the health.
I mean, I guess.
I'm just being, this is how I would feel. And no, a lot of people are going to sugarcoat
listen,
it.
Listen, I respect that. It's so like, funny. If I was near somebody, I don't think I would, like, want to, like, be like, I got to leave. I would be curious. Like, I'm curious about people in general.
Yeah.
Like, why they do the things they do. This is why psychology is so interesting to me. It's like,
I major in it.
Why did this person choose this option versus this? Why does this person, I don't know, let's say relationship wise, why does this person refuse
to leave an ex or leave a toxic guy?
But not even that. But like, why does this person refuse to acknowledge that maybe it's not the other person that's the problem, it's them? That's something I had to come to terms with. Like, yeah, I mean, I've never thought my shit didn't stink, but I also was, there's always two sides.
Well, take responsibility.
Yes, you have to take responsibility for your part in it, mm-hmm. but also not negate the fact the other person had a part to play in it too. But regardless, at the end of the day, your actions, regardless if the other person did anything to you, are your actions.
Yeah.
They did not force you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like similar things. It's like for like a morbidly obese person, I'm curious because I want to know how they got to the point they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, they're still a person. They're a brain in a meat suit. Mm-hmm. At that point, it's a very large meat suit, but they still are. They still have emotions. Yeah. They still have cognitive function.
Mm-hmm.
They might have access to some really fucking awesome food I've never even heard of. And guess what? I'm a foodie. So... yes, they may be big, but if they offer me something I've never had and it looks delicious, I'm going
to
eat the shit.
I like doing it's the same way if you talk to someone. I think when it comes to the thing is like, there's obesity and then there's people that are like really fucking skinny on purpose, yeah. right? So like you're starving
and
yourself.
And that's just as bad
just
too.
It's just as bad.
Anorexia
is the number one death cause of mental illness. Bulimia than anorexia.
Anorexia and bulimia are the most fatal eating disorders you can ever go through.
Yeah.
And I can say this during my orthorexic, like when that first developed, like in my early teens or whatever, I was definitely like on the anorexic scale.
Yep.
Like I was bad. Like I wasn't a stick,
mm-hmm.
but I did everything in my power to like, I was fixated
it's
on
like a
calories
mm-hmm.
at all times.
You know what's nice about that, though?
Shit like that.
It's not like, it's kind of like your, like Cameron, he's like,
oh, I just asked her, I'm like, how many calories do you think this is? And she's
like, that's this.
Well, that's 20.
Yeah, like I can eyeball a lot of things now. But it's like, you know, and it took going through, you know, a professional and all that to realize what I was doing was borderline psychotic.
Or they tell you, they're like, that was my thing is I had.
The ability not to be able to step on a fucking scale.
Yeah, and like, it's, and the sad thing is.
No, you don't understand
like,
it. It's like actually.
No, yeah, it's like, that's an issue.
It was bad.
If you weigh yourself, it's like a fucking, like. It will determine, like, for instance, when I weighed myself in the morning,
mm-hmm. how good your mood was for the day.
It would determine how your day went.
The rest of my, if I weighed, it was crazy, like, a pound more. That's all it took, a pound more. I would be like, oh my gosh, like, I ate too, da 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 da. And then, like, mm-hmm. you go through this whole, like, cycle back, forth, binging, like, all this other shit.
Yeah.
And it consumes your head.
And now it's like, it took years to get out of that mindset, but I still will.
I don't think it ever goes away.
I still will track things just because I like to know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I feel like shit during the day, I'll go and look to see
what did I eat yesterday
or what's going on here. But I'm not obsessive of it like I was back then.
Yeah.
Like back then, if I couldn't track it, I would not eat it. Like I could go out to dinner with my family.
On the MyFitnessPal?
Yeah. I think back then the only thing there was like, what is it? Calorie King or some shit like that. It was a website you actually had to go to. It's like back then though, if I was out with family, I bet your ass I probably wouldn't be eating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, social settings were the most stressful for that. And that's mm-hmm. why I'm happy I went through it because I like to be able to see both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to see both sides is if you experience it.
Yeah.
So I am a believer in everything happens for a reason. That gave me perspective. So now mm-hmm. I can be sympathetic towards someone going through the same thing.
Yeah, not to be like, just eat.
I went through the same hell. I hated when people told me that.
Well,
drove me nuts. Because I was like, that's not constructive and that doesn't help.
Well, also, you can tell them it's like, it's okay. It's literally like telling someone that's in like a super toxic relationship, yeah, just leave.
Yeah,
well,
it's
thanks,
like,
dumbass.
I wish it were that easy.
Yeah,
but unfortunately,
like
my mind is not wired the way you think.
Yeah, but
it
well,
is.
It's just like,
well,
just
the
fun.
Time is about to run out. Sorry to interject with everything, guys. The video will stop, so I just want to make sure we end before it just cuts.
Okay, closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts. Eat your fucking food. Don't do a lot of drugs.
I hate when people say
hold
that.
On.
Eat your food.
Eat the food you enjoy. Don't shame somebody for their own dietary habits. Work hard.
You
don't
can absolutely shame
else.
Somebody, dude. Yeah. I am so for it. If they're being dumb as shit,
don't
shit
blame
them.
Other people for your actions, because your triggers are your responsibility. And that.
Be open-minded.
I'll definitely be open-minded. Open-minded is fun. If you're closed-minded, everything's boring. It really is.
You know, it takes
I wouldn't know all this shit. I wouldn't know.